Today, we are reading Matthew chapters 15, verses 1 through 20. Before we begin reading, let's pray. Lord God, I pray that you would speak to our hearts today. Guide us, direct us, and teach us about you. Lord, help us see you today and change our lives because of what we see. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew 15, verses 1 through 20. Then some Pharisees and teachers of the law came to Jesus from Jerusalem and asked, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They don't wash their hands before they eat." Jesus replied, "And why do you break the command of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and 'Anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death.' But you say that if someone declares that what might have been used to help their father or mother is devoted to God, they are not to honor their father or mother with it. Thus, you nullify the word of God for the sake of your tradition. You hypocrites! Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules.'" Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen and understand. What goes into someone's mouth does not defile them, but what comes out of their mouth, that is what defiles them." Then the disciples came to him and asked, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this?" He replied, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled up by the roots. Leave them. They are blind guides. If the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit." Peter said, "Explain the parable to us." "Are you so dull?" Jesus asked them. "Don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then out of the body? But the things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart, and these defile them. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what defile a person, but eating with unwashed hands does not defile them." Okay. Today, we look at Jesus' teaching about defilement. And what does that word mean, defiled? If you are defiled, it means you have been made dirty. You have been made unclean, usually as it connects to religion. And so, the Pharisees were teachers of the religious laws. And for them, there were laws that about everything in life. You had to wash your hands a certain way before you eat. And you had to do this, and you had to do that. And so, when the disciples were not doing things according to their traditions, the Pharisees were very upset. But these were not necessarily laws that had been passed by God. Instead, they were rules that the human leaders had passed, rules and expectations that they had given. And so Jesus is criticizing them for making their own laws, making human rules, the same as God's, and for thinking that if you break simple human rules, that you are automatically unclean, or you are automatically separated from God. Now, even today, people still often think like this. They have their own set of rules, do this, don't do that. But this is not what keeps us holy and pure. This is not what keeps us connected to God. Now, I'm not saying that rules are not good. There are things that we should not do. There are many things that the Bible does not directly talk about that we should avoid. But Jesus says there is something deeper. It's not just about our physical actions. Am I washing my hands? Instead, it's about my heart. Is my heart seeking God? Is my heart following God? Is my heart loving God with all that I am? Is my heart putting God first? If I am doing things, consistently putting God first, then what I am doing is right. If I am doing something and my heart tells me, ooh, this is not a good thing, God would not be happy. If I still do it, then that would be sin. And so it's not about following a lot of human regulations. Don't do this, don't do that. Don't wear this, don't wear that. Instead, it is about, what does God want me to do? Am I living by the principles and the patterns that God has given me? And so he explains that the Pharisees are like people who honor him with their lips, with their mouths, but their hearts are far from him. He gives an example of honoring their father and mother. That God says, honor your father and mother. But the Pharisees apparently had a practice where people could give and devote money or resources to God. But Jesus said, well, sometimes you are encouraging people to give, but by giving, they are taking away money that they should have been using to help their mother or father. That's not honoring God. And so Jesus is pointing out different traditions that they had that could be seen to be breaking God's rules, but they're following the human rules instead. And so he talks about how important it is to follow God's rules. Now, if we have a rule in the Bible, then yes, we do need to definitely follow it. But there are other things that the Bible is not so clear about, and it does not say, do not do this. And I think that's what Jesus is talking about here. And so, in the end, as he explains, it's not what goes into our mouth, exactly what we eat, or how we wash our hands, that make us clean or unclean. Instead, it's what comes out of our heart. What is in my heart? Is it full of God? Is it like a tree that is a good tree bringing good fruit? Or is my heart a bad tree bringing bad fruit? Are the things coming out of my heart evil, like murder, adultery, sexual immorality, stealing, lies, slander, hatred, anger? What is in my heart? And what is coming out? That is what defiles me. That is what makes me unclean or clean in a religious, spiritual way. And so, today as you go through the day, think about it. What are you doing? How are your actions coming out? Are you doing things just because they are human laws and expected of you? Or are you doing things because this is what God asks you to do? Are you doing things with a heart that loves God and is devoted to God? Let's pray. Lord, help us to have a pure heart. And that comes only from you. Help us to have a heart that loves you and loves others, that does what is right. Help us to focus on you and not merely on human rules and human expectations, but on what you want from us. And that is a heart that is pure, a heart that is clean. Lord, help us understand that outward actions are not the same as inward purity. Give us pure and clean hearts, Lord. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.